بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 113, the prohibition of blowing into water when drinking. And Nabi says, Khidr radi Allah ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha an al-nafkh fi al-sharab. Faqala rajulun al-kadhatu araha fi al-ina. Faqala ahrika. Qala inni la arga min nafasin wahid. Qala fa'abini al-qadha idhan an fiq. Ra'atil midhi wa qala hadithun hasan sahih. Abu Sayyid Khadir radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidded blowing into a drink. So a man asks, at times I see blades of grass in the utensil. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pour that out. The man said, my thirst is not quenched with one breath. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in such a case, move the utensil away from your mouth and take a breath. Abu Sayyid Khadir radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidded breathing into a drink. So a man asks, at times I see blades of grass in the utensil. He said, pour that out. The man said, my thirst is not quenched with one breath. He said, in such a case, move the utensil away from your mouth and take a breath. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha fil ina. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah forbidded breathing into the utensil or blowing into it. Has Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah forbidded breathing into the utensil or blowing into it? So, breathing, we read in Rasulullah sallam three times, then he took a breath, but out, not into the utensil. A person doesn't breathe into the utensil, he doesn't blow. Why would he blow? So the Sahabi explains here, he goes, I see some you know, straws or some particles go out. Drain it out, take it out like this, let it fall out like this. So that when it comes out, then you drink the remainder. So you see in a cup, and if you see some particles, little straw, some dust, some whatever, then you go like that, pour it out and then drink it. But don't blow it out like that. So that's what Rasulullah forbidded. Now this a person shouldn't take this that a person reads Quran, he blows into water and drinks the water, that's totally different. Okay, some mashayikh, they say this, a spitum should go in. The Quran's a little bit of spit should even go inside of the blood of the Quran that you read, you said it for the effect. Quran is Quran. When unzila min al-Quran imam shifa'a wa rahmatun lil-mu'minin. That's a different thing altogether. This is about the practice and the adab and the etiquette of drinking water. A person does not blow into the water, and that's why Rasulullah used to go like this three times. Move it away. Move the qada, move the utensil, the cup or the bowl away from his mouth. So now we see all the Rasulullah taught us all this 1,500 years ago, which is perfect in the society. Totally hygiene, totally everything in it. The benefit of dunya, and then because it's the sunnah, the benefit of the ukhrawi too, reward in it. Ibadat in it. This is the ibadat, which is the way of drinking water for us. Allah enable us to follow in the footsteps and be Kareem at all times of this situations.